Hey guys, welcome to the Create Don't Hesitate podcast. I'm your host, Zachary Ford, and this podcast is for Gen Z creatives who have dreams they want to pursue and fears that hold them back and hesitate to start, myself included. And my goal is to share my experiences, insights, and encouragement and give you a head start to begin working to your dreams, passions, and ideal life. I post a podcast once a week, every Monday, and I hope you enjoy today's episode. Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome to the podcast. Hello. Trying to get my camera going real quick. All right. All right, what up, guys? Welcome to the Create Don't Hesitate podcast. I'm your host, Zachary Ford, and today's going to be a really quick episode, really quick 5 minutes. And we're just going to keep it short for today because time's being cut close for making this episode. Today's message is just going to be an encouraging reminder just for your daily life and just something to uplift your day and just help you have a positive day. So in life, you guys are facing so many different troubles and unique situations and things that you're going through. And I just hope that this podcast is a message that uplifts your day and just helps you have a little more positivity in your day. And even if it's just this moment, I hope that you take this and apply it to the rest of your day. So yeah, in life, of course, there's many different stresses we go through, stresses with homework and work and life's complications, maybe health problems or in things regarding COVID, whatever that is. Like, there's tons of troubles going on around the world. And yeah, this is just a message to say, hey, keep going. And what that means, I don't really know. But yeah, in life, we face troubles and things that may hold us back. And sometimes we're trying to just live our lives as normal. And then life takes us out with different troubles and stresses and anxiety and, you know, worries and temptations, and, you know, devil tries to take us out and tempt us with, you know, evil things and tries to discourage us and all of that. And it can be really like downing and not feel good. So yeah, this is just an episode to tell you to, hey, keep on going, pick yourself up, keep on going, trust God and know that He has your back. And even if you're not Christian, even if you're not religious, or you don't really know what your beliefs, like spiritual beliefs are, you still have a purpose. You still have talents and gifts that you've been given and that you have and that you're really good at. So I encourage you to just use your gifts, use your talents to encourage others and to improve one other person's day this week. And I just, you know, pray and hope that you have the courage and the confidence and the strength to go be bold and do something little that can brighten someone else's day. So my message for you is just kind of pay it forward, and that's what this episode is about. And yeah, I don't really have a clear specific topic for this episode. It just is really clear that I want you guys to help someone else improve their day. So, and this could be, my phone just went off. That's great. Lovely. Yeah, so that's just my challenge for you guys. And I hope you guys have enjoyed this episode so far. And if you're a little unclear on how to get started with improving someone else's day, one thing can just be, I mean, this can even be taking a day for yourself too, whether this can be taking a day for yourself, and that could be the kind thing that you do, or this can be helping someone else. So, and to help other people, sometimes you need to fill yourself up first. And there's this term or this thing that I heard that was like, you have to fill, if your cup is empty, you can't fill anyone else's. But if we allow like God to fill our cups, and like He'll overflow our cup, God will overflow our cup. So if we trust in Him and allow Him to guide our steps, He will overflow our cups, and the overflow of our talents and our gifts and of that kindness and our joy and just our story, sharing our story with other people, just the courage to go share that is the one thing that other people may need. And other people need your story. Other people need you to be their light and be their hope. And some of you may feel like, hey, maybe thinking, hey, like, I'm not worthy to share my story, or like, what's the point of sharing my story? It's not even that important. Or like, you know, who's going to care? Who's going to listen to me? And I kind of bring that up because I felt that way too. So it's like, okay, so I have this story. I have these talents. I have these gifts, right? I make music, and I want to make my videos. I want to try to encourage others and uplift other people's day. But who's going to listen to me, right? I'm just another guy on the internet that's trying to do that. And yes, but no at the same time. You also have to realize that, yeah, there's all these influencers and people on the internet, these people that are positive and inspiring, they're Christian leaders, whatever that is, or they're just motivational speakers, but those people are reaching the people that they're reaching. But you can reach the people, in your communities, in your families, and with your friend groups, and in your schools, and at your work, and the stores you go to, like, you can be that positive influence and that encouragement for the people around you and the people in your communities and at your churches or events you go to, whatever groups or clubs or sports you're a part of. You can kind of be that positive light, even if it's not like sharing the gospel of the Lord. It could just be like doing something nice for someone else, like, you know, buying them a gift or just spending time with one of your friends. There was this thing that we did in school. I'm part of this organization that's called Ignite Nation, I think, which is a group in our school Ignite Nation is a group that goes all around the United States and stuff, and I don't know if they go around the world, but they go into a bunch of different schools, and the students in the school can sign up, and kind of what we're doing. So we're called Falcon Leader. We're called like Falcon Leaders or Falcon Crew. And the reason we're called Falcon Crew is because our mascot is a falcon. And yeah, so we're called Falcon Crew, you know, Falcon Crew, Ignite Nation, like leaders. And what we do is, I'll get to my point in a second regarding this, but we like teach homeroom lessons on Wednesdays. And homeroom lessons, if you're not familiar, are like every Wednesday, every other Wednesday, are each sophomore, junior, senior, freshman class will go to their homeroom teacher room, their homeroom teacher, and they'll teach a lesson on a certain subject or just go over their high school and beyond plan and whatever that is, and just ask questions, have a good time, learn something. So, but the thing is, with our lessons that we do with, I'm a Falcon Crew Ignite Nation leader thing at my school, and I help teach the freshmen, right? So I help teach the freshmen lessons, and this is just for freshmen. No, this is not for any other grade. So this is just for freshmen, and we go into, on Wednesdays, every other Wednesday, we, you know, go into these rooms and teach the homeroom lessons for these freshmen, and we call them spark lessons, which we, last lesson we did, and here's my point, is we did a lesson on just, the point is, like, we mentioned the five love languages at some point, and just how to spend time with others and how we can build our relationships with other people, and yeah, just build those friendships, build those connections, and just have compassion and stuff like that for other people. And yeah, the five love languages, if you're not familiar, we were just talking about those
What am I? I'm gonna go in here real quick. I'm literally looking at something I found. Five love languages. I like didn't have these ready. I'm like improvising this podcast, by the way, so it's great. So the first thing is like gifts and stuff. Number two, quality time. Three, physical touch. Four, words of affirmation. And five, acts of service. So I feel like these are just important in building our friendships and sharing our light and sharing our gifts, sharing our talents. It's like, because we can share our gifts and talents with other people in different ways. This can be with our friends or, you know, our families, our church friends, or whatever that is. Or coworkers, you have friends, you have, or your loved ones, or your spouse, or your girlfriend, or your boyfriend, whatever that is. You can share your light by giving gifts. You can share your light by spending time with other people and listening and just being a positive role model in person for the people around you, and just kind of sharing your gifts with other people and that quality time. Physical touch could be like giving a hug, giving a high five, and just kind of putting yourself out there by just being kind, giving someone a hug when they need it, giving someone a high five to encourage their day, giving someone a fist bump, whatever that is. Words of affirmation can just be like, hey, like, you made this, like, your friend made some great tacos or whatever, and you would say, hey, like, I tried your tacos the other day, and they were, like, muy delicioso, amigo. Like, they were really good, and I love them. So just encouraging things like that can really brighten your friend's day or brighten someone else's day. And sometimes in school, I like to go around and give people high fives or whatever and say, like, have a good day, or I hope all the best, or I don't think I've ever said I hope all the best, but I just say, hey, have a great day, or how's your day going, or I introduce myself, I'm like, what's your name? Oh my gosh, there's that TikTok that's like, what's your name? And then it's like, my name's Tony, or what is it? That just came to mind. That's like so funny. but anyways, stay on track. And there's acts of service, you know, giving your time, helping out, doing chores around the house, just making a little note card for a friend or for someone, that can be really important and helpful. And that's the closing of the five love languages. And just a recap on this whole podcast, the challenge for you guys and takeaway here, a little CTA call to action, something I want you guys to take away from this is, each and every one of you have gifts and talents that God is giving you and that you've been given. And I encourage you this week, tomorrow, this week, I want you to share your gifts with your friends, groups, and consider the five love languages. Recap: giving gifts, quality time, physical touch, words of affirmation, and acts of service. So just consider those when you're sharing your light and sharing your gifts and talents with the people around you this week. And yeah, just I'm doing this to encourage you guys, to uplift you guys, to motivate you guys to do this. And I know it may be hard to do this. I know it may be a little bit of a challenge, but I really encourage you to be bold and just take this week and make the best of it. So not every day is going to be easy. Maybe you're still going to have lazy days. There's still going to be the stresses of homework and work and other things. But just try in whatever ways you can to share your light. And speaking of share your light, before we close today's episode, that's pretty much it for today's episode. But speaking of sharing your light, I have a book that I'm currently writing called, I'm still trying to figure out the title, Share Your Light, Express Your Light, or Be the Light. And I've gotten through about five or six chapters started, not finished. However, I have them started, and that should be coming out in the next few years. I don't know when it's going to be published or put out, but definitely I want to have it out by my senior year. Honestly, I want to have it out. I'm a sophomore this year, and it's November 28th, 2021 at 10:45 p.m. as I'm recording this, and by the end senior year of high school, I want to have it published or close to being finished writing, and almost have the book being finished written. That's proper grammar, yes. So, yeah. So I'll share on social media with you guys on Instagram, Snapchat, and YouTube, other places. Even on the podcast, I'll share with you guys more information about my book and some things about it. I'll share videos on social media and Instagram about it. And yeah, so just a little heads up. That's what I'm doing. So yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed today's episode. Remember to leave a review on... I don't have Apple or iTunes, so if you leave a review on there, I won't be able to see them. But feel free to message me on Instagram, screenshotting the episode that you listened to and share it on your social media. And if I see it, then I could repost your story to my story on my Instagram and just give you a little shout out there. So yeah, make sure you tag me if you're going to share the podcast you listen to in your story. Just make sure you tag me and I could reshare you to mine. And yes, that's pretty much it, guys. Thank you for listening. Make sure you message me on Instagram or wherever else you want to reach me. I'm pretty much on every platform. Reach me, leave a review, and I'll make sure to share that on the next episode or reach out to you personally. So that's it for today's episode. I love you guys so much. And remember to get up, get moving, and live an inspired life. I love you guys so much. You're amazing. God loves you. You have a purpose. Go be the light. Share your light. Express your light. Have a great day, guys. I hope all the best. You're good. You got this. All right. See you guys.
Hey, you. I got a message for you. Thank you guys for listening to this episode of Create. Don't hesitate. If you receive value from this episode, feel free to leave a review by messaging me on Instagram. The link is in the podcast description. Also, check out all my other socials for more inspiration. I'll see you in the next episode. Lastly, remember to get up, get moving, and live an inspired life.